Now you've survived the painful gags in the WhatsApp group that just will not die after the Henry the Stag. You've booked your room in the crap hotel near the real hotel, so it's time for an Irish wedding. And Justine Stafford is in with me today to give me her guide on how to survive them. Good morning. You're very welcome along.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Laura. I said I'd have to come in after week one and see how you're getting
on. Do you know what? Yeah. Thank you. You know?
You stick at it, will you?
You set us off to a good start and here we are. Okay. You were to thank.
There you go. Well, see, it's funny. The last time I was in here, you were going to a wedding. You're broadcasting from Galway, and now I'm coming back. I've been to a wedding, summer wedding, and I have some tips. I was taking notes.
Okay.
All the time there.
I'm obsessed with the fact you were taking notes while you're at the wedding.
Yeah.
But where do we need to start?
So I think we start with the ceremony. Okay. So this is where I was starting with it anyway, and this is where it becomes important of who you bring as a plus one.
Okay.
You don't want a Deb scenario. You're bringing a kid from a neighbouring school. No one knows them. You're babysitting all night. Okay. So I went for the safe option, and I brought my best friend from home. Stella, Brian. And I thought that was a good option. But then I remembered that me and Brian suffer awful from the sneer. And the ceremony started and the priest came out and said, today's mass will be celebrated by Father Michael Jordan.
No.
And we are here thinking, this man has done basketball, he's done baseball, now he's getting into the clergy. You're there thinking, what's he going to say at the end? You may now slam dunk the bride. Or like, is he there? You know, there. Like my friend leaned into me and he's like, do you think he's wearing his Nike Prayer Force? I'm like, oh yeah. Flew in on Prayer Lingus, you know. It was, from the get-go, the shoulders were going. We're like, we're going to struggle to keep it together here.
Back of the mask giggles at a whole new level.
This is it, you know. But it is, when you bring someone funny though, it's difficult to get through the whole mass. Now we did just about. There was a lovely thing in the ring ceremony. This singer, Laura Colgan, was singing lovely. And they played Sweet Home Alabama as they exchanged the wings. I'm not sure why, but then I was like, God, there's such possibility here. I want Avicii levels. I don't know why. I just want that.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I can see it.
Yeah,
but then, there's probably some Bridgerton orchestra version of it at this point.
Oh, absolutely. Anything goes these days, Laura. So then when we actually got to the reception, this is the big question everyone has, right? Everyone has that struggle of how much do you put in the cart?
Yeah. Oh, God, sorry. This is always a WhatsApp group beforehand like, what are you putting in here? What are you doing? What's going
on?
Yeah.
And it's a fine science. It depends on how long you know the person, how well you get on, all of those things. Now, my friend Kevin McGarren was telling me about comedian went to a comedian's wedding. There was 9 comedians, and what they did was they all agreed they would all buy him the same toaster as a gift.
You guys are terrible people.
This is why I'm not inviting any comedians if I get married. Could you imagine? I have paid for your meal and you're buying me a toaster.
The same one 9 times.
Exactly. I'm like, not a hope. Not a hope for any of you coming to my wedding. You know?
That is an ultimate
it's
gag
incredible.
Though. It's like,
commit to the bit.
Start to finish.
Yeah. Everyone's in and you're saving so much. But one thing that was at this wedding I've never seen before, they had a post box. So you didn't have to go looking for the best man to give the card. Because quite frankly, the weddings I've been to, I wouldn't trust the best man with my coat,
not
mind a card. You can picture him now. He's halfway through the night. He's ran out of money. He's thinking, I might just tip into one of those cards in my pocket.
I was at a wedding with the best man before who was writing IOUs on the back of receipts.
Stop.
Yeah, no joke. It was stunning. To remind him the next day. He's like, remember
Lord.
That? He's crap.
but that was so handy to have that. So you just posted in there and that's where your card went. And then we got into the reception. And this is one thing to take note very quickly. Who's at your table and who's good crack? Okay. Because you want to suss also who's available, who's single. Who can I cry into their shoulder at the end of the night and tell them I'm desperately alone? So we were at a good crack table. So we agreed to do the kind of standard tradition of everyone puts a bit of money into the middle and then you decide how long the speeches are going to
be. Yeah, stunning.
Now, can you tell me what the unwritten rule there is for the person who wins?
They have to buy a round at the bar.
You would think that, Laura, wouldn't you?
Think
that. Now, I don't want to speculate, but there was a high contingency of people from Cavan at this wedding. And I don't want to point the finger, but the person who won may have been from a bordering county. And it went straight into the pocket.
No!
Into the pocket. Now, I know the price of beverages has gone up, but still, you know, buy one with a few straws.
No, nobody ever actually wants to win that.
No.
Like, because you are always out of pocket at the end of it. But Jesus, I actually think that I would rather put the extra 20 quid on top of it than sit there for the entire day with nobody talking to you again.
Completely.
That's throwing me over the edge.
I was shook as a hand at mass come the end of it. I could not believe it. It was a long time to recover from that, like, you know. But one other thing that I've... You know, you go to a lot of weddings now and they do look after you in that you have the flip-flops ready to go in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And now you will be someone, Laura, I look at who has style. I'm kind of more hostile and it's very difficult for me to get dressed up for an event. But I took the precaution. I didn't wear very high heels.
This is smart.
It's a recipe for... It's, you know, it's a marathon.
It's not a sprint.
Not a sprint.
And also, Nona Fox, my grandmother, is notorious for any wedding she goes to, she gets into the bathroom and she dumps the flip-flops into the bin. Because she thinks it's an absolute scandal to see anybody walking around with a gorgeous dress and looking absolutely fabulous and wearing flip-flops. She is like, those shoes are like a marriage. You commit to them for the night. So if you don't like the ones you've on, you bring a backup pair.
This is very Devil Wears Prada. I love it.
Honestly. Yeah. So well done you. You wouldn't have been caught out by her.
There you go. Yeah. And there's a second benefit, because if you happen to hit it off with a short king on the dance floor, you don't have to... There's no neck strain going on.
You're good.
We love it, you know. So that was one thing I noted. I was like, this is.
And
good.
Was there a bit of dancing with the short king on the dance floor?
There was a bit of dancing. I'll say no more.
She's coming on. Fair enough. I know where you're going with this one.
The other thing that also, you know, when you're at a wedding and you can get stuck, I suffered terribly from "Hello, how are you?" face. That people kind of think I can talk to her and she will listen and she won't fight back, and I don't, and they're dead right.
Oh God, Justine.
I know, but there has to be a point where you know sometimes it can be nice. You get stuck with an auntie and she's telling you the scandal in the family.
Love.
Great.
Stunning.
But there can come a point where you're like, I need an out. So what I've learned is a great thing to do is just look at your phone and say, oh, I'm needed elsewhere. Okay, that has a bit of authority to it, and they're left wondering, wow, who, where is she going? Is she needed here? Is she a doctor on call? Has she got a mother? Is she Batman? I love the mystery of it.
Stafford man over here.
It's fantastic. Now I have that, and then also I always carry a packet of antihistamines at a wedding because I am known to cry and I need people to think it's because of my allergies.
This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Coming from the biggest crybaby that ever there was. Oh, I'm going to take this into the public domain.
No, truly. Like, because I honestly, my friend was 3 seconds down the aisle and I bawled crying and I looked at my friend, he's like, ah, come on. I'm like, I don't know what happens to me. I don't know.
It's just you've lost them forever.
Completely.
Game
and
over, ball burst.
Left, you know, and this is, but it is, it's one thing to budget. You have to really be ready to budget for a wedding because it can really take it out of you. You know, it's a very, and then once one goes, it's like dominoes. Everyone in the group is going.
And then the baby starts and this the first one.
Yeah, it never ends, Laura.
It's just bang, 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 bang,
bang. It never ends.
Once you know the payback is, Justine, tickets to your gig, that's it. 2FM.